Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I would ask you, like, of the playoff teams, I'm looking at it right now. The 7th seed right now is actually Buffalo Bills. Then the 6 is Chargers. 5 is Cincinnati. Hell, you want to go back to down all the way to every single team that's even in it, whether it's Pittsburgh, Colts, Browns, Raiders, even go to the Broncos. Where's Mac Jones rank? Like, as far as confidence, we start doing this going into the playoffs. You say, okay, let's look at everybody's quarterback. Where does Mac Jones fit in the AFC as far as confidence going into a playoff?
So
he's behind.
Where does he go as far as, okay, so in the context of this program, yeah,
not,
this organization.
Not 3 years from now, five years from now,
right
where
now,
he's going to be.
I'm saying, much
as
confidence
he's playing
do I have
right
in him?
Now, who he is right now, 2021.
It's high. My confidence in him is high.
So Mahomes is above him.
Yes.
Lamar's above him.
Yes.
Josh Allen's above him. Oh, come on.
See, here's the thing about Josh Allen. So he's won one playoff game also.
They
Lamar Jackson's won
year.
One. Who?
Allen. Josh Allen. Didn't they?
No. He was in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, they did. They lost to Kansas City.
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
In Bills the AFC in, Championship yep. game.
Bills were in it last yep. year. They lost to Kansas City.
Am I losing my mind?
Yes, you are.
I am totally losing my mind.
It's
You're
the
right.
ham, bro.
It is. Stop
totally
eating ham on
mind.
Easter.
You know, but there's something about
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind. There is something about the Josh Allen that I still, under these circumstances, I think I trust our boy.
Come on.
I do. I do.
How
what do you want
you
me to do?
Possibly trust him.
I do.
He's never played a game before in the playoffs.
What does that matter?
Well, I'm just saying, that's just complete blind faith.
I mean, part of it, I think that has something to do with it. I've got to stick with my gut. I mean, you asked me. I'll run through him right
so
now.
So you got him right now as the third trusted quarterback going into the playoffs.
I didn't say third most trusted quarterback.
That's what the question was.
You just came. Buffalo was third. So I would trust him. I would say this just as much as Josh.
Well, Buffalo.
Allen.
I was looking at the quarterbacks overall ranking where somebody might rank him. I think people would put Mahomes as like the best quarterback
yes.
in the AFC. Then
yes.
I think it would be Lamar or Josh Allen, depending on which way you.
I think I'll take my chances with Mac. I think in the context of this system, this offense, this year,
all right,
the
so
now.
I'll word it differently. Anybody other than Mahomes and Lamar Jackson that you trust more than Mac Jones?
I would say. In the AFC alone?
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
So no. You got him at third?
I got him at third, yeah. Because it's not Ben Roethlisberger.
I don't know how you can put a rookie there who's never
I don't
even
have
played,
a problem with it.
Who's
I don't,
never even played
I don't
in the cold
have a
yet.
Problem. I don't have a problem.
He's never even played in the cold.
With putting a rookie in that situation. I don't at all. I don't
even
have
though
a
no rookie's ever taken a team to a Super Bowl.
You're right. No team. Now, I don't think I necessarily have them going to the Super Bowl either.
So you're losing to maybe even Kansas City or Baltimore.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. We'll see.
See, I don't
know.
My
point is, but if I say I trust them, does that mean I have to say that they're going to the Super Bowl?
No. I'm just wondering where you rank them as far as trusting quarterbacks go. You have them at three.
I think
that's a little high.
Fine, four. Are you happy now?
Is it?
I mean, would you hold on? Would you take Ben Roethlisberger over Mac Jones
Not
right now?
Not right now. No.
Okay, so fine. Would you take? Give me another one. Would you take Justin Herbert?
Yes.
Oh please, we already saw that
against you.
We already saw it. We already saw it. He's better. He's better head to head. This isn't
his
imagination land. Doesn't matter. In this context of what we're dealing with right now, I'll take Mac. Because you're going to play Bill. You're going to pee your pants again.
There's no way you honestly believe Mac Jones is a better NFL quarterback right now than Justin Herbert.
You're asking me who I have more faith in, who I trust more, who I believe in right now, right here. That's what we're talking about. I'm not adding
sure.
anything to it. Yes, and my answer is if I'm taking Justin Herbert over against Mac Jones in a playoff game, I'm taking Mac
there's
Jones.
Some guys that have never shown it yet, right? Herbert, Joe Burrow. So those two guys,
how do you know
Mac Jones.
Justin Herbert can deal with it?
No, I agree with you 100%. I think both of those are better. They're both those guys are better quarterbacks than Mac Jones right now. I'm not saying 3 years from now. I'm not saying 5 years from now. But right now, I think Lamar's
already,
better.
I can't believe I think you're saying
Mahomes
that. We've already
is
seen
better.
It.
I think Josh Allen's
Lamar
better.
Lamar is better.
I think Burrow's better. I think Herbert's
please.
Better.
Look at Burrow's last game. They're turning into the same team the Patriots are. They're running the ball with Joe Mixon, and he's throwing it 25 times.
Think Derek Carr's better? I'm gonna put him
look
about
at,
eight.
Look at the weight. Okay, if you just line them all up in shorts. Remember that old
shirt
all pro?
Off.
No. He's got to keep his shirt on. He's got to keep his shirt on. So that old Pro Bowl quarterback challenge where they had the targets that were on cars and they would you know cross the field and you'd have to throw and try to hit the bullseye.
Yeah.
If you're talking about. And then you have to do like a sprint, and then you have to weight lift.
Yeah.
If you're talking about that type of competition,
yeah.
then fine. You can take Justin Herbert. You can take all those other guys.
Combine.
They'll be better.
He's
yeah, they'll combine. Be better. Maybe they're a little bit more accurate. I don't know. We were talking about Mac Jones is quarterbacking the New England Patriots, and Justin Herbert is quarterbacking the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm taking Mac Jones. I will also take him against
Isn't
Carr.
It a difference, though, if you sit there and say, if they played one another? Because I think Herbert is actually a better quarterback than Mac Jones is right now. It's just that when he plays you, he's absolutely melts.
Well, then, you should say this.
You've seen two of his worst games of his entire career. Like, that's what you've seen.
Well, they should change the way we view it then. We should change the question then is, who do you think is going to screw it up more, Mac Jones or Justin Herbert? Who do you think is going to screw it up more, Mac Jones or Josh
I love
or
what
I'm seeing
from
Allen.
Mac Jones right now, but I can't,
who do you,
I
no,
can't
no, really.
Put it in
who
there.
Who do you think's Because I can sit there and we can sit there.
Which
okay,
coach is going to allow him to screw it up?
No. It's the ball's in the hands of the quarterback. If you go back, we look at rookie quarterbacks that led their teams to the playoffs their first year or even to the AFC Championship.
Well, the best
game.
Rookie quarterback had to be Roethlisberger, correct? He jumped on the team and went 15-1 and lost to you.
Yeah.
So he did. A Texas like, when was the last time a quarterback went to a decent team? I would give you Roethlisberger. And he went 15-1. And he didn't win. He lost to you in the AFC title game. That's all. I mean, just, you know, and it was a great season.
Dak Prescott went to the playoffs his first year. Robert Griffin III went to the playoffs in his first year. So there's examples, but his team was only 10-6.
No, I'm saying he's going to take his team to the playoffs.
I know. So what would you be worried about? Like, what is your fear in a big playoff game in the cold
that
of New
by
England.
Week 18, week 19, it's like psycho right now. Like mentally, it's just fried, and everything's thrown. It's a big moment, and it's cold, and it's snowing at Gillette, and we have no idea what he can do in the playoffs. He's checked a ton of boxes, toughness, accuracy, all of it. He's checked all the boxes, but there's still more to check. One is playoff performances. Let's see what he looks like. I don't know. Is he Tony Romo? I mean, I have no idea. How many years before you win a playoff game? Is it Lamar Jackson? How many years are we going to be doing that? Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be. Is he going to be as inaccurate, or is he going to be so amped up? We have no idea. He is a rookie, and it's a reason why none have ever taken him to the Super Bowl.
So part of it is blind faith.
But you're saying they are right now the favorites. We just said it yesterday. Outsiders. Football outsiders. They're the favorites to represent the East. The AFC, rather.
In
and it's
Super
not
Bowl.
Even close.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's like 33% the Patriots. The second team is the Chiefs at 14.
I wouldn't bet on it then.
Four of the top five most probable Super Bowl opponents, matchups, have the Patriots in it. And I'm saying if they're not, it's probably because of a rookie quarterback. That's all.
No. Well,
because I just think he's a complete unknown, and I got probably five or six quarterbacks, maybe seven in the AFC, that I would look at right now and say, yeah, I probably have more confidence in them.
Yeah, if that is what you're banking on, that hey, I'll follow the odds, I'll bet on the odds. I would not bet on the Patriots going to the Super Bowl because it's never happened before, ever. So the one opportunity, the one time it just so happens to be a Patriots quarterback. So would you bet on that?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't
no, and bet. Neither would I. And
I mean, listen, I would
I
bet
not...
on it because it's probably good money. At least it was better money, say, 4 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Or 3 weeks ago. I mean, it's like, you know, pretty good odds.
But it doesn't mean that
but
it
no.
has to be Mac Jones'
and it's reasons
fault
why
that they screwed up.
I know. Even if they can get, like, the number one seed, which is all in play, and I get it. And even if, you know, you could sit there and finish the year, maybe it's even 12-5, and everyone's going to love them. I still think, in the end, there's still a rookie quarterback, and it's asking a ton of him.
So I would say, for Ben Roethlisberger, he was one of the reasons why the Steelers lost that game. Tons of interceptions. Tons of interceptions. Robert Griffin III, when they were 10-6 and they hosted a playoff game at home, he was coming off an injury. They forced him back. He just didn't look like himself. He was falling all over the place. He ended up tearing his MCL and his ACL. Something totally bad. It did not recover well. Most of the time, it's the quarterback's fault because they're a rookie. I think that he is resistant to that, personally. I think he is. Now, will it be different in 10 weeks? Because they still got a lot of time to go, like at the end of January? Hell, the regular season isn't over till the second week of January.
We talked to him, I don't know, what, it was a month and a half ago, and asked him, you ever played in the snow? And he said, no. Any idea how he reacts to that? Like, I love it because people say, you got to get the number one seed. That way, you know, AFC goes to Foxborough, and you're built for that. It's like, are you?
Yeah,
you know how many new players you have? You know what I mean? You're built for that? You have, like,
Hunter Henry spent his whole career in San Diego.
Your running
LA.
Backs played at Alabama and Oklahoma. Your quarterback is in Alabama and lived in Jacksonville his whole life. You know what I mean? Like, are you sure you're built for that? Like, you know, all your players have come from cold weather teams? Or is it just a mentality that, you know, during September, October, November, you start to develop because now you're a Patriot? A lot of these guys haven't played
that
in snow.
That would be.
How many games do you think Christian Barmore's played in snow? Not that he mattered.
Well, he's
he
from Philly. He's playing in the cold. Isn't he from Philly?
He's a Philly guy.
Yeah, so he's playing in the cold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.